Tell us about Amman and this event that's coming up.
Okay, so we kind of are a group that came out of people who were at Defend Land Forces, Disrupt Land Forces, and we sort of stuck around and decided that the problem is much bigger than just one event or one particular campaign, and we want to look at the militarization of the state here, I suppose, the illegitimate sort of colonial project of Australia. It stands for Anti-Militarism Action Network, and that's our focus, I suppose, the militarization process and digging up the country and making weapons out of it and all that stuff. We're opposed to all that.
And so AUKUS is a perfect point to coalesce around, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the crown sort of jewel of our ongoing sort of policy of just being the US's suck hole, and that's kind of our whole security policy, I suppose. We don't really believe in all of that. We're sort of more in line with the only people who have really defended this country being the first people. We don't think that our policy of just do whatever the Americans want of us. It's not something that provides really a future for anyone here. It also is really expensive for anyone who even, you know, people who believe in this submarine stuff that they're trying to sell us, it's just, they're never coming from everything we're looking at, and they cost an entire GDP, of which we've already given something like $10 billion. It also costs a whole bunch of, it gives the other partners of the alliance a whole bunch of rights that they just couldn't have, to just basically trash the country and pollute it, and I'm sure everyone's heard of PFAS, and if you haven't, I think Lydia's doing some work with it now, and if you haven't seen the documentary by Abby Martin, Earth's Greatest Enemy, it goes into some of the environmental effects of what happens when the US starts setting up their bases and stuff. There's a whole bunch of other shit as well. There's like the GWEO initiative, and just generally the aim is to turn Australia into a bit of a armament factory, because they basically just blew, like the US just blew everything that they have in firstly in Ukraine and now in Iran as well. And they don't know how to restock all their supply. So they look to us and they see raw material and what they believe is free land for them to use for whatever they want. And Australia is all too happy to oblige, at least this administration, this entity that's running the place at the moment.
Vince, it's Matthew. I'm just want to add in your last comment. We're all aware about a week ago when Richard Marles made that announcement that so-called critical minerals will be used to supply the Americans, and that not that we're giving them, but we're actually they'll have the facilities to mine their own and extract. Isn't that right, Vince?
Even back in the Biden days, they had some sort of agreement that gave the US, what as far as I can see, is pretty much unlimited prospecting rights. So it's like a really, as much as it's sort of ramping up right now, because the US are really feeling the pain in terms of their supply lines and stuff, it is an ongoing thing. I mean, all the way back, why did we go to Vietnam and stuff like that? You know, it's like our entire security policy from day one has been pick the hegemon in the world and just try to become their mate and try to make ourselves relevant to them. And the Australian project has never really cared about what this means in terms of our relationship with our immediate neighbours and our relationship with our First Peoples. And that's something that, honestly, like, it needs to change. Otherwise, like, we're kind of screwed, right? Like, everyone's heard the truth that Uncle Robbie tells about the connection with the eco side and all this stuff. Like, we will ruin the continent, and there will be a bunch of people who will they don't live here, so they don't care. They're happy to trash the place. They're not connected to the place at all. That's what all that's about, as far as we can tell. It's just pure extraction. There's a lot of, if you look at all the descriptions from the Australian websites and stuff about what the point of all this is, they'll try and tell people that it's about creating manufacturing jobs and all this stuff. According to our estimation, those jobs are never coming back because we're not willing to upset the mechanism that actually offshored them in the first place, which is the massive wage differential between the developed and so-called underdeveloped world. We don't think manufacturing is coming back. It might be, you know, a few hundred jobs or something like that. But realistically, if you go and look at what the US is saying about it, what their description of AUKUS is, what it means for the US, it's about securing shipping lanes. So they're just doing imperialism, right? Like, they just want to make sure that they have they can dictate terms to China in the Pacific, basically. So I keep talking about that, or do you have another question?
Oh, no, no, that's exactly... it's interesting because AUKUS, there's a lot of public relations going on here. I mean, even if you look, as you have, at some of the details of these so-called announcements, they are just thinly veiled attempts to delude the general public into believing that there's nothing to look at here and everything's fine. But of course, we're entering, it's not just AUKUS, we're entering to this dangerous phase where the Americans, who want to have wars all the time because they make lots of money out of them, are setting up permanent bases here, and they want to start a war with China. I mean, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, right? Because, like, I should emphasise that you really should look, well, sorry for the listener, you really should look at how the US describes these relationships that they're forging with us versus how we describe them, because the justification is completely different. We're actually really small potatoes for the US. We might be able to provide them with a piddly little amount of raw materials, and we might be able to, you know, extract a bit of rent out of the land that we're just free to give them, apparently, but in return, we're going to give hand over access to just not just the Pentagon, but corporate interests. And I don't think that's ever coming back once it's handed over. We're doing a really serious decision, and sort of sleepwalking into it. On the note of that, Mr. Richard Panter, who is the goat of all this research stuff, he's OG. If you look at his site, the Nautilus Institute, well, it's him and a bunch of other people. But they've published a lot of stuff about this ongoing, like, sort of encroachment of both, the Pentagon and private US interests just gaining unfettered access to just whatever they want here, bit by bit.
So to tie up, round off, Fence, give people the details of the National Day of Action.
That's on the 20th of September. It is a National Day of Action, so depending on if someone happens to be tuning in from further out, there might be something going on in your area. We're focused on the one here that was set up. It's on St Kilda Road, number 553. That's the US concert, the Den of the Demon. So we're going to have a whole bunch of speakers there. We think there's really quite wide support for this idea of, like, let's not just sleepwalk into this. So there's a lot of different groups. There's some unionists. There's even a rep from Labor Against War, which would seem kind of funny because it's their policy, right? But like I said, I think there's quite broad approval of, like, let's look at this stuff and not just default into it.
Well, the right wing of the Labor Party is running amok, effectively. So it's at 2 p.m., right? 2 p.m. at the U.S. consulate.
Yes. And it's speeches and all that kind of stuff. So you can hear everyone's different perspective and why they're interested in this.
Yeah.
But if you don't have an event near you, just do something for it, even if it's just research something or put up a flyer or something, you know.
Yeah. Save the world. We've got a world to win. Thanks very much,
Fencer.
Thanks, Fencer.
Thanks, mate.